Questions, questions. I'm going to ask you a question, but I don't need you to answer right away. I want you to have a wee think about it. You ready? Here's the question. Do you know how many ribs you have? Don't answer. Do you know how many ribs you have? This looks like a straightforward question, and indeed it did appear in the Anatomy, Physiology and Health prelim in a Midlothian secondary school in April 1975. I had just been appointed head of department, acting, so I had no time to intervene before the students sat the paper. What's the answer? Do you know how many ribs you have? Aha! Now that's interesting. Because the young lady who set the paper was convinced the answer was 24 or 12. Thank you, Joy. And 12 pairs. And I was convinced that wasn't the answer at all. Do you know how many ribs you have? Yes? Yes is the right answer to that question. And I would also accept the answer, no, I have no idea. That's the right answer. There was quite a debate followed, as you can imagine, while I tried to explain that yes would get a mark and no would get a mark, but 24 wasn't getting anything. It shows you how tricky it is to ask the correct question. I studied methodology at Jordan Hill teacher training, and later I studied Mostyn's principles of learning and teaching. And the interrogative has become my favorite. Ask a question, get an answer. But it took me almost 2 years to get the right answer to questions I was asking because of this. Initially, like the young AP&H teacher, I struggled. So that in a postgraduate class, teaching a primary 7 about, of course, pelagic and demersal fish, you remember that lesson, I had the temerity to ask them what you get when you smoke herring. I wasn't expecting the answer, cancer. I was looking for kipper. And so I thought I'd better go away and have a think about this and start asking the question to which I'm guiding them towards the answer. It took a long time. Asking the correct question is so difficult. I'm telling you this because in today's New Testament lesson, baffled by a mystery, three disciples, Peter, Thomas the Doubter and Philip, ask questions of Jesus to try to solve the riddle perturbing them. You'll see how this leads to a most enlightening dialogue because Jesus educates them. Educere is the Latin infinitive meaning to lead out, and Jesus leads out answers and solutions for them. You'll see, we should always ask questions repeatedly, deeply, and persistently. Watch what happens.